Chapter 1, Accelerating Growth with the 6 M's. Now, I've been called a business alchemist and sizzle maker because of my ability to reinvent any entrepreneur into an upgraded category of one or turn a so-so business into entrepreneurial gold. Now, I've actually been called many less flattering things, but let's set those aside for now. Spend a few days with me in my magic condo on the beach in La Jolla, California, and you'll emerge with a brand new product or business identity and a step-by-step plan to 10x your profits, an upgraded offer, sales decks, collateral, videos, articles, lead generation scripts, and sales systems you need to go out and close deals the next day. Really. Now, for example, Chuck Boyce, a recent client, left and 2 weeks later closed a $35 million deal. Now, I say this not to impress you, but to impress upon you that the system flat out works. Now, in recent years, I've doubled down on my ability to create transformation in just days for my clients. And not only is it a shite ton of fun and lucrative for me, but it's also impressive to others, both those undergoing the transformation and those who observe it, including spouses and partners, customers, and team members. It's not surprising. After all, our culture is obsessed with transformation. Kitchen nightmares, hoarders, the biggest loser, extreme makeover, home edition. We love seeing someone or something go from zero to hero in the course of a 30-minute TV show. We also like watching them fall, but that's another chapter for another time. Now, what the show hosts don't talk about so much is the process that they use to plot the status quo, diagnose issues, and map a plan for change. The drama is in the before and after, not in the details of the undertaking. After all, if you see how the sausage is made, some of the magic might disappear. But any change agent, whether it's a personal trainer, a cosmetic surgeon, or a home remodeling contractor, must have a tested, repeatable system in order to create successful results week after week. A fitness pro will look at strength, flexibility, diet, and a host of other factors to see where the deficiencies are and prescribe a plan for change. Business transformation is no different. I look at the businesses and individual strengths, weaknesses, and potentials, and then chart a path forward. I've developed a simple yet robust framework of 6 growth accelerators, a set of underlying principles that serve as a guiding light for solving virtually every challenge you'll ever confront as an entrepreneur. Yeah, that's a big promise and I stand behind it. Now, I've used this system to reinvent America's 401k coach, Charlie Epstein, as a stand-up comedian with his own one-man show, Yield of Dreams. Create the Lifestyle Investor brand and offering for Justin Donald, who is a previous unknown and now has one of the best and largest brands in the investing and financial categories and grew from zero to over $8 million in revenue in less than 3 years. Help a well-known fundraiser, Guy Costin, transform existing intellectual property into a multi-million dollar brand, hands-off revenue stream. Enable an up-and-coming entrepreneur, Corin Woodmass, to evolve into a new version of who he serves, how he works, and what he does. Move from $7,000 to $75,000 offers and generate 26 leads in 48 hours and close deals in a single call. Springboard interior designer Connie Wittick into an entirely new brand as the purveyor of the DNA of elevated living, which now has her winning 90% of her business pitches and added an additional $6 million in revenue in a single year. Recreate an 8-figure franchisor, Joey Osborne, as an advisor to other entrepreneurs hoping to sell their businesses and save him from the boredom of retirement. Repackage and reposition Michael Chu's coaching program, increase the price from less than $20,000 to $50,000 and generate $1.2 million in revenue in a single week and hundreds more. In a word, the 6M growth accelerators simply work. The process is so powerful and effective that it can bring success to virtually any business, even those that look less than promising at first glance. Now, let's run through the 6M's now, and then in the remainder of the book, we'll do a deep dive on each so you can see how they work. Let's begin with number 1, mindset. What matters most? Now, I love money as much as the next poor kid raised in a rural town of 763 in Minnesota, but money's not why I do what I do. A cancer diagnosis and near-death experience have shown me that more than anything, purpose comes from creating support, contribution, and collaboration. It's impact. Now, I'm so committed to the importance of mindset that I start each of my Superpower Accelerator sessions by focusing on it. While everyone is slightly different, a successful business must be built on a positive, expansive, abundance mindset. It really is the engine that powers any business. Choosing where you go and how high you'll fly, your non-negotiable values become your brand's values that determine who will work for you and what kind of clients you attract. Now, you've heard the statement about being the composite of the five people you surround yourself with. While it's not formulaic, it is founded in truth. Proof. Have you ever seen an asshat surrounded by really nice, cool people? Probably not too often, because douchebags usually travel in packs. And we attract what and who we are. And who we are rubs off on those around us. And that's why it's critical to guard our mindset. It's way too easy to become influenced by the jerks, small thinkers, and naysayers around us. So one way to avoid getting pulled off track is to explicitly state what you value and believe, what I call your non-negotiables. When you do that, you're creating a filter for the opportunities, circumstances, and people you allow into your world. You are clarifying your hell yes and hell no's. Now, when you know what you won't tolerate, which could include lack of integrity, backbiting, general pain in the assness, it's easy to avoid. In fact, in recent years, I've told my team that I will not tolerate anyone with an aggravation level of more than 5%. Yes, this is totally and completely objective, but that's the beauty of owning my own business. I get to choose who I work with, and often, especially who I won't. My energy is simply too precious to spend with people who bother or annoy me. And more importantly, I found that when I eliminate one a-hole from my life, there's now room for five amazing people. My quality of life and my income skyrocket. I've seen too many entrepreneurs who are failing to get the results they want because they're out of alignment with their clients or customers, their team members, or even their family members. Becoming crystal clear in your mindset, including your non-negotiable values, your priorities, and your wants and needs, allows you to easily see where the clinkers are. Now, I'll also add this one thing that isn't in the book. I give my own team permission to fire any client who's a jackass. Okay? Now, that builds amazing respect and an amazing deep connection where they know that they are more valuable to me than money. All right? So giving them that permission, that power, that strength, allows us to have a really honest conversation about what we stand for as a brand. Now, when clarifying your must-haves and won't-evers, that can often be enough to create momentum for change. A change in mindset can quite literally change your world, or at least the way you experience and interact with the world around you. What is more fundamental than knowing what your business could become and then stepping into the role of creator of that potentiality? It's the prime directive, and of all tactics, strategies, and actions stem from it. Get this wrong, and you are screwed. So make no mistake, mindset is not only creating a filter through which to screen opportunities, it's not just thinking positive. Mindset is so foundational that it will affect real, objective, external market attraction and differentiation for your business. Stating your values as an individual and as a business entity puts a stake in the ground. It tells people who you are and what they can expect. It gives them a reason to care. Now, in the mindset section, I'm going to give you one of the most profound and useful tools I've ever discovered for mapping out values. And not only will you define what they are, but you will also clarify the degree and extent to which you demonstrate them. By being able to measure your values and beliefs, you will become an unstoppable marketer, market maker, and brand builder. And as a bonus, I'm including my own non-negotiables that you can copy-paste for your own business. Number two, market. Who do you want to be a hero to? Now, your market is more than just who you sell to. In fact, I want you to stop thinking transactionally and start thinking transformationally. Your audience is everyone associated with your brand, your clients and customers, of course, but also your employees, affiliates, and vendors. It's affinity groups like influencers and ambassadors. It could even encompass your competitors, through which your category of one brand, you won't have any competitors. Let's get something straight. You aren't in the business of selling a product. A vending machine can do that. Instead, you're in the business of transformation. What transformation do you provide for those you serve? You take what the great copywriter Eugene M. Schwartz described as the hopes, dreams, fears, and desires that already exist in the hearts of millions of people, and you perform your own brand of voodoo to channel and hopefully fulfill that desire. Now, once you identify your market, you need to excavate their deep-seated desires, fears, aspirations, repulsions, wants, problems, and buying behavior. From demographics to psychographics, you want to know as much about them as you can so you can better serve them. Equally important is who you do not want to serve. Remember to see my 5% rule in the previous section. Now, once you nail this, the next step takes care of themselves. Number 3, model. What's your brand promise? What transformation do you deliver, and how do you make money? Your model not only determines how and what. God damn it. I'm going to break this and start a new one.